The following production is for the sole use of Clear Channel Raleigh Radio and may not be reproduced, distributed, altered, printed, or broadcast in any way without permission and or monetary compensation of talent.
Teaching matters. Jonathan has English as a second language. Linda is hearing challenged. Josh has attention deficit disorder. Ahmed is academically gifted. Michael is being recruited by a gang. Brittany has just learned that her mother is shipping out to Iraq next week. What do these students have in common? They're all in the same class. What can you do to support teaching and learning? Volunteer to work with groups or individual students who need additional support, or work to increase funding for specialized staff, because teaching matters. Teaching matters. Ms. Thomas arrives at school ready to work at 6:15 a.m. She returns 12 emails from parents by 6:25, then spends 25 minutes tutoring a student. At 7 a.m., it's time to monitor the hall. At 7:22, she begins the first of six classes. After school, she tutors students, attends sporting events, spends 3 hours grading papers, and much more. What can you do to support teaching and learning? Thank your teachers for their hard work and be an advocate for teachers to be paid for their many tasks, because teaching matters. Teaching matters.
I spend over 5 hours a week planning with my team.
An hour a day of emails and phone calls to parents.
Over 15 hours to grade one English test for all 105 of my students.
I spend 2 hours a week on hall duty.
2 hours a week on lunch duty.
2 hours a week on bus duty.
What can you do to support teaching and learning? Advocate for less paperwork, paraprofessionals, and reduced class sizes that allow teachers to spend more time teaching children. Because teaching matters.